We're going to look at the Breishis Rabbah, a very famous Medrash, on the Pasuk, referring to Yosef, in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayaveh Yosef, Es Dibasam Ra'ah, Ma Omar. So Medrash wants to fill in the blanks here. What exactly was the Dibasam Ra, the Lashon Hara, that Yosef brought about his brothers to Yaakov? And the Gemara quotes one statement in the name of Rab Meir, Chashudim hein bonecha al Eiver Menachai, that there's a suspicion that they violated the Iser Achilas Eiver Menachai. Rab Shimon says, Tolen heim einehem bivno sa'aretz, that they have some sort of arayas where they're looking at the women of the land. Rab Yehuda omer mezalzelin heim bivnei ashvachos v'karm lehem avodim. They look with disdain on the Bnei Ashvachos of Zilpah and Bilah, and they call them Avodim. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon Omar, Utlasehon Loka. He was punished, Yosef, on all three counts. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei Peles, Uma'ozne Mishpat Lashem, that God weighs the scales and his Mishpat, his judgment, is exactly appropriate for the crime. As it says, even when they reached their lowest level and they sold Yosef, they shechted the Seir Izim. Ata amarta mezalzel heim b'bnei ashvachos karm lemavodim li evad nimkar Yosef. Yosef will be sold as an Eved. Marta told him a name bivno sa'aretz chayecha shani megarabacha es hadov atisa eshes adon of the story of eshes fotifar. The Shalach Kadosh in his commentary on Vayeshev can't begin to understand what's going on here. Vayaveh Yosef es dibasam ra'ah, and he mentions the Breishis Rabbah that we just saw. They're suspicious of Eiver Menachai, the Mezalz Bnei Ashvachos, they call them Avodim, they Chashudim Barayos. Is Cholila Eich Lahamin Al Shiftei Kol Lasos Maisim Kaelu? How is it possible that Yosef was convinced, he believed that these Shiftei Kol, these greats, were involved in such criminal low acts and rebellious against God? V'im lo asu, if on the other hand, indeed they were guiltless, eich lahamin al Yosef shediber v'hotzi dvar shekem mipiv al anoshim gedolim eilu, if on the other hand, this never happened, the whole story was a fabrication of Yosef, how could it be that Yosef would fabricate such stories about such great men? Also keep in mind, says the Shalom, the Pasuk doesn't say that who hotzi dibara, but it says vayave Yosef dibasam. It sounds like that whatever he said was emes. Whereas if you speak about motzi dibara, that could be mamzi dibara, that could be sheker, that could be fabrication. You make up a story, but maybe dibasam ra indicates that he was megale. He revealed to Yaakov dibashi emes. So therefore, hadron kushil duchta. If this is emes, how can we believe about the Shiftei Kol, Kedoshim, Sharsei Elyon, Bnei Elokim, Kulam, that they were guilty of such low crimes? Now, Rabosai, we hope to come back to this question about the Shalah and his answer way, way far ahead. But now, because it's almost Chanukah, let's talk a little bit about Chanukah. The Braisa says, my Chanukah, Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, the Tanur Rabbanon, B'chafei Kislev, Yomei de Chanukah, Tamnin Inhu, Delo Misbedu, Lo Misanismu, 8 days of Chanukah starting from the 25th of Kislev, no Hesped, no Tainis. And why? Because K'she Nichnasu Yevonim Lehechal, Timu Kol Hashmonim Shebehechal, U'K'she Gavra Malchus Beis Chashmonoim, V'nitzchum Bodku, V'lo Motzu, L'Pachechot Shel Shemen, Shayamunach, B'chosmo Shel Koin Golol, the Braisa records the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. The Pach HaShemen, according to this version of the Braisa, had enough oil in it to last for one day. There was a miracle and it lasted for 8 days. And here we have the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim, Siman Tov Reish Ayin. Why is it that they established Chanukah for 8 days? After all, there was enough oil in the Pach to last for one night. The first night was not miraculous. It was basically Teva. And the miracle only lasted for 7 days. Why do we commemorate Chanukah for 8 days? So the Beis Yosef himself offers three answers. I think there are really two answers, but maybe we'll count them up. Depends on how you see the relationship between the last and the second. V'yesh lomar, shechilku shemen shebepach lishmona chalokim. They divvied up that small volume of oil into eight sections. Cholayla nosim menorah chelik echad. And on each night, including the first night, there was a great miracle. They knew that it would take them a week to produce shemen tahar. So the fact that a volume of oil that would normally be 1/8 of a day lasted for a full day, that was the miracle on the first day. V'od yeshlam, another answer, Shali achar shenosnu shemen b'neros ha-menorah keshir shenishar hapach molei kevatchila. Enochinami, they poured in the entire volume of that pach into the first ner, but the miracle happened even on the first night that the pach, well, the Nair, I should say, was complete, full to the top, even after the first full day of lighting. None of the oil was consumed on the first day, and so forth and so on, and the miracle lasted for a full 8 days. Inami, a third answer. Shebalel Rishon Nosnu Kol HaShemen B'Neiris V'Dolku Kol HaLaila V'Boker Motzo HaNeiris Maleim Shemen V'Chein B'Chol Laila V'Laila. Third teretz is just a variation of the second teretz. The only difference I can see is that one of the last two answers is that the pach itself remained mole. In other words, they were pouring from the pach Hashem from the jar, and the jar remained full. That was the miracle even on the first night. The second possibility, which is again an alternative version of the same answer, is that the ner remained full. That even though they filled up the ner to the top with all the pach, all that was in the pach, nevertheless the ner remained full. Interesting is that this question of the Beis Yosef really dates back to the Meiri himself, which is, you know, you're going back, let's say, 3 centuries earlier than the Beis Yosef. And the Meiri there in the Sugyan Shabbos that we began with says, Laila Rishon Shalohoyashav Nes HaShemen, is here establishes the Hodas on the Geul itself. So there are two great miracles. One is the salvation of the, and the protection of the Jewish people. And then there's the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. So he says the following, that as far as the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, that's from day 2 until day 8. But as far as the first day is concerned, that's already related to the Geula itself. That's Oda on the Geula. V'yesh mi shepireish sha'af heim hergishu b'miyut ha-shemen. They, from the get-go, realized that they had a limited amount of volume of shemen, and therefore, chilku l'shmona lelos kishir ha-licha ve'ha-chazara. They estimated how long it would take them to produce and replace the shemen that was lost, that became Tomei, and they calculated that if they divide up into eight eighths, and there was a miracle even on the first night, that the 1/8 would last for a full night. The Meiri, therefore, is quoting the answer that was given by the Beis Yosef, his first answer. I don't think the Beis Yosef knew about the Meiri. But the Meiri doesn't like that answer because he says, it means that they relied on a miracle on the first night by divvying it up into 1/8 and putting 1/8 into each candle for the next 8. We have a rule of Ein Somchen al Anes. And therefore he goes back to his first answer that the first night was not about the Nes, but rather about the Geula itself. And it's very interesting that this famous question of the Beis Yosef was already asked by the Meiri, and he's a Rishon. Not only that, even earlier than the Meiri is the Sefer Eshkol in Hilchas Chanukah. He lived already in the 1100s. That's like 150 years before the Meiri. He says, Kashali, he says, Lo Hoya Nesel Azayin Yomim, and he quotes the Shulchan de Rav Achai Gaon, who says, Shelo Hoya Bo Lahadlik Afilu Yom Echad, that the volume of Shemen in the Pach was not even sufficient to last for one day. And therefore, Biyom Echad, on the first day itself, Nami Havines. The Efshe Desvile Mashem Motsu B'mokom Mutzna Shelo Nitmal Yidei Avonim Gam Zelenes. Yechashvi gives another answer, that maybe there's a miracle in the fact that they were able to find the Pach. It was hidden away during all the time of the Sivanim, when the Yivanim were metame everything. That also is a miracle that deserves commemoration. That's on the first night. Oh, liachasho riku biyom echad motzu miyad shenismale. This is the last teretz of the Beis Yosef, that after they put the entire volume of what was in the Pach into the Ner, and they lit it for a day, they still found, to their surprise, the great miracle that it was full. And that happened even on the first night. But it's clear that the Sefer Eshkol, back almost, 9 centuries ago, almost 1,000 years ago, had already addressed this question of the Beis Yosef. And it's interesting that his girsa in the Shiltos is Lo Hoya Bahem Shemen Lahadlik Bebeis Hamigdash, etc., etc. Lo Motzu Elapach Echad Shayavunach Bechosmo Shal Kol Gor Vol Yehola Vol Hoya Bo Lahadlik Afilu Yom Echad. So there was a miracle on the first night. That's the Shiltos in Parshas Vayishlach. The Shiltos a little bit later on says, Hahu Luga Dishtakach Bechola Havi Beishi Uri Yom Echad V'Adlik Minei Timnei Yomi. Here the Shiltos presents a different formulation, which reflects what we saw in the Gemara itself, that there was enough Shemen in the Pach to last for one day. The Birkei Yosef and the Chidah in Siman Tav Reish Ayin, that's the Siman we're dealing with, mentions this contradiction, two different presentations in the Shiltos de Rav Achai Gaon in Parshas Vayishlach. On the one hand, it says, he says that Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the great Rishonim, he also has that girsa, and therefore the kasha of the Beis Yosef is not a kasha, because even on the first night there was a miracle in the fact that the volume wouldn't have lasted, based on the natural law of the universe, for even one day. And then he says that the Shiltos himself has a different presentation where it says Vahavi Bei Shi'uri Yom Echad, and then he says he found a kuntras called the Nachas Ariel, and it's a pirush, a commentary on the Masechta Sofrim, and he says that you can reconcile these two lishonos, these two presentations of the Shiltos, that the Shemen and the Pach had enough oil, just perfectly mitzimtzum, to last for one day. But when they poured it into the menorah, and they weren't able to get every single last drop of oil into the menorah, it didn't even have enough for one day. So even on the first day, there was a miracle. Now there's a shmua, a tradition that there's another teretz, another approach to the question of Beis Yosef, and this tradition has it. Is miyuchas to Reb Chaim Brisker, and the first one that, to the best of my knowledge, who quotes this tradition is Rav Zevin, Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin, in his Moadim Ba'alacha on page Kuf Mem Ches, and there he says that bechugei ayeshivos Ravacha Shmua b'shem Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. There's a popular answer, a very original answer to this question of the Beis Yosef, that's attributed to Reb Chaim Brisker. He wants to know the following: how could they have possibly fulfilled the mitzvah of Baaloschas Aneris of Hadlokas HaMenorah without Shemen? You need Shemen Zayis. Shemen means Shemen that grew on an eight Zayis, on a tree. And from the olives we produce the oil. this shemen was a miraculous shemen. It didn't really come from the Eitz Zayis. Again, just to just to interject a point, a comment here, it could be that that depends on the various terutzim of the Beis Yosef. You know, if you're saying that only a certain amount of shemen was consumed, then the rest of the shemen that was left unconsumed was really shemen zayis. If on the other hand you're assuming that they filled it all up and whatever was there was used up, but somehow in the pach, miraculously, which was empty, there was shemen, that is shemen shel nes. And this would justify Reb Chaim's premise and his kasha, then how could they be yotzi the mitzvah adlaka with this shemen? And it must be, says Reb Chaim, that the miracle was not in terms of a new volume of shemen, but rather the miracle was that the power of that shemen was able to last for 8 days. In other words, it's not that the shemen was consumed, that which was in the pach, and now there was shemen nest that came down from the heavens, but rather the shemen that they had was able to last for 8 days. He calls that a nest be'echus, in the very quality of the of it was such a high quality, miraculously, it was such a high quality oil that what really generally based on nature would only last for 1 day, lasted for a full 8 days. And that would be an answer to the question of Beis Yosef, because every single night there was a great miracle, and that, you know, that that from that original pach they were able to produce another 7 days worth of lighting. And the nest was on the first day, just like it was on the other days. And the fact that that shemen, which was shemen zayis, was not consumed. And Rav Zevin points out that there's something similar in the Radak, in Melachim Beis Perek Dalid. And he talks about the nest of Elisha, also was a nest with shemen. So maybe we'll talk about the Radak a little bit later on. I just want to mention that Rav Tzvi Hirsch, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim HaKodesh, in his Sefer Mikrai Kodesh, he quotes this Rav Zevin, and he says that Reb Chaim used to prove from the story of Hanukkah and the fact that there are 8 days that it must be that the miracle of the Pach HaShem was not the Kamus, that there was a new volume of oil each day to last for each of those extra 7 days, that would be shemen shel nes, but rather it was in the koach hashemen, that the koach hashemen was such that it was able to last for 8 days. And that's Rav Hirsch Frank. There's a book of stories called the Asufos Rav Chaim Alevi. It has not only stories but also insights into various dinim and sugyas. And he writes that Reb Chaim was wondering how it was possible that they were yotzi the mitzvah of the Hadlakas HaMenorah. And Reb Chaim says it must have been that the Nes was that it's Atzeim Koch HaShemen V'dolak Shmonis Yomim, and therefore it's Shemen Zayis and not Shemen Shel Nes. And that's how we answer the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Rav Hirsch Frank in his Mikroi Kodesh mentions that Rav Zevin had alluded to a pirush of the Radak in Melachim, in the Shemen Shel Elisha, which was, according to the Tosefta, Potur from Masros, Kadis Rachishlu Nisa, Amrit Leilin Navi, the, I can't read the next word here, Islay Alai Asar, do I have a chiyuv of Meiser? And the answer seems to have been less al mishcha asar demin nisa hu dahaj. The Radak says the v'shalmei the kdi chavose. Okay, I can't read exactly. It's very very small on the page here. But Tosefta, he quotes this Tosefta, and the upshot of the Tosefta seems to be that he's potter from Maestris because of the fact that this shemen came from from a miracle. Okay, so this is what we have over here. And now we can talk a little bit about a similar case, a parallel case in Orla, where the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says that a story about Ozlu Toshu Bevarasa. This is the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, that they went into the Marasa, and how did they eat for all those 7 years? Israchish Nisa, the Ivru Lehu Charuva, the Eina Demaya. Charuva means that a tree of a cherubs of charuvim was miraculously created in the Mara. And for 7 years they ate from that tree. Now, if this tree was miraculously created, then one could argue at this point we have a chiyuv, or an isur, we should say, of Arla for the first 3 years. Now, they were eating this and sustaining themselves for a full 7 years. The first 3 years should have been Arla. So there are two answers to this question, quoted in the name of Rab Aaron Leib Steinman. He should have Rafu Shalema. And he says the following, that why did Rab Shibar Yochai and his son have no problem with Orla for the first 3 years? Because the Pasuk says, "Unetatim kol eitz machal ve'araltem orlosas pirio." And if you look in the Taurus Konim, the Sifra says, "Unetatim pratli olami elov." And the Shulchan Aruch establishes in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalid that eitz sha'olame elov, which means that a tree that was growing somewhere in the middle of nowhere, not in the Makom Yishuv, is potim from Orla. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was sustained by this eitz charuvim that grew in the middle of a ma'ara, some sort of a cave, and that's not considered al yidei adam. It's pratli ola me elov, and therefore there's no Yisra Orla. But then he gives a second answer, which is more relevant to us, and he says that the Yisra Orla only applies when the tree produced fruit b'derech ha'teva, mashen kein b'nes, kein shenivra b'derech nes, ein bo Yisra Orla. So you see that the halacha does not recognize an eitz that's nes as an eitz as far as generating an Yisra Orla. A similar idea could be Reb Chaim's idea that when you need Shemen Zayis, miraculous oil is not considered Shemen Zayis. And this entire presentation with the Radak and the Gemara with regard to the Ma'ara, with Orla, the question of Orla, is something that bothers the mind of Hirsch Frank in Mikrei Kodesh. And he says, Koshal zemi divrei ha-targum Yonason al ha-posuk v'anesim heviu es avnei ha-shoham v'es ha-shem en lamor. This is the posuk in Shmos, Perek Lamed Hei. Towards the end it says in Targum Yonason that these gifts of the Avnei Shoham and the Shemen Lamor were brought down from Shamayim, from the Anani Shamayim, and they came from Gan Eden, and they supplied the Shemen Zayis for the menorah. You see that even Shemen Shalnes is kosher menorah. And he wants to suggest, V'yamarti li'yashev dorezel p'divrei ha-medrash rabbah l'apostol v'atovu elav ha-yona li'eis erev hinei Ale Zayis Teref Befia, that's in Brachos Perek Ches, and the Medrash comments Megan Eden Hevia Oso. So the question is, if the Yonah brought to Noach the Ale Zayis from Gan Eden, Aresha Gan Eden Somchimbo Atze Zayis. So wait a minute, you see that in a place called Gan Eden there are olive trees, that's clear. And if that be the case, then what does it say in Targum Yonason? It says in Targum Yonason that the Shemen Lamor came miraculously. And again, according to Targum Yonasan, it's Anani Shamayim Heviu Migan Eden Hashem and Azai Slaminora. If that be the case, it seems that Shemen Shel Nes is Kosh Laminorah. The answer is no. That Shemen Shel Nes came from Atzei Zayis. Where were these Atzei Zayis? They were growing in Gan Eden. And therefore, that's called natural olive trees, or olives that grew in nature, that were brought miraculously, transported from Gan Eden, where olive trees grow. But Shemen Zayis that came through a Maisa Nisim, that's where Reb Chaim, according to this tradition, is right, is correct in assuming that it doesn't have the status of Shemen Zayis. So let's just look at the language of the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas, in Sefer Shmos, in Perek Lamed Hei. And he says, Me'echan Eviu also is Rabbi Abba Bar Kanomer, Mishav Shushin, Shever Tzisol Eves, or Blevi Omer, Mehar Mishcha Eviu also, and Rav Bibi Omer, Niftachu La, Shari Gan Eden Ve'eviu also. And apparently the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel there in Parashas Vayakel, in Perek Lamed Hei, he takes the sheet of Rav Bibi and assumes that the Shemen Lamar was brought from Shari Gan Eden, and it would seem that in Gan Eden there are Shemen Zayis trees, and maybe we could say that supports the position of the Medrash and reflects, I should say, a mirror image of the Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk of Tovil Lava Yonah, Vinei Ale Zayis Taraf Befia, that it says, from whence did the dove bring the eighth Zayis? I mean, the Ale eighth Zayis? And the answer is, according to the Medrash, from Gan Eden. There are Atzei Zayis in Gan Eden, and those are Tivi. And that's why the Nesiim who brought the Shemen Lama'or that was transported, as we said, miraculously to them from Gan Eden, that's Rabbi Bibi in the Medrash, that had a status of Tema, and therefore generates a chiv of a status of Shemen Zayis that qualifies for Hadlokas HaMenorah. The miracle was that Hevia also, that somehow there was a miracle in which the dove was able to bring this olive branch from Gan Eden. Now, all this is based on a tradition that attributes this chiddush and the nature of the miracle and the need for the miracle to Reb Chaim Brisker. However, that tradition is a bit questionable, to say the least, because if you take a look in that same sefer we mentioned before, Asufas Rav Chaim Halevi, he says that Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita, whose father was the Brisker Rav, said that this shtickle Torah that's attributed to Rav Chaim is not accurate. And af pam lo tirix tirus ze, you know, this is not correct. And he says not only that, but this answer that's attributed to Reb Chaim is difficult from the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, who says that the Nevi'im brought Shemen Zayis from Gan Eden. And Lechori says there was no Shemen Zayis in Gan Eden. But again, we saw in the Mikroi Kodesh that he proves from the story of the Yonah, according to the Medrash, that there were, in fact, Atzei Zayis in Gan Eden. So the Brisker Rav understood, based on this Targum Rabbi Yonah's son, that the Nesiim were bringing Shemen in Gan Eden means there was Shemen Shel Nes, and yet it was kosher for the mitzvah of Adloka. But according to Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, that's not so. These were natural olive trees that grew in Gan Eden. And the miracle here was that the olives were brought to the Nesiim by the Anani HaKavod in a miraculous way, and that's what they used That's what they contributed to the Shemen Lamor. The Mikroi Kodesh continues that he says, "V'veis Yosef Mashva Shanes Hoya V'Tosefes Shemen." At least in one answer, it would seem from the Beis Yosef that he understood that the miracle was in Kamus, the new volume of Shemen, and that's also indicated in the Taz, who tries to answer the Beis Yosef based on his Zohar, "Shenishtar K'tzas Mimenu B'chdei Shabrocha Tochul." Laila Shani Mizemash Shagam Shemanchinis Vasef Al Yidaines Koshal Menorah. The Taz understands that, again, I'm not sure what he means by Nishtayr Ktsas Mi Menu Bhtesha Brocha Tochul, meaning a brocha is not chal unless you have something on which it's chal, so that there was extra. The Taz says the answer to the Beis Yosef's question that even on the first night there was a miracle because there was some extra limited amount or supply of volume of oil from the first night. That itself was a miracle that wasn't totally consumed. And then the bracha would be chal on that Tosefes Shemen that was, you know, or I should say the bracha was chal on that Shiurim, right? Mashen Ishtayer Mimenu. And the bracha that's Mashen Ishtayer is obviously a new volume of Shemen Shel Nes, not like Reb Chaim. And he further says that if you take a look at the Klei Chemda in Parshas Vayakel, who quotes the Chidush HaRim, and he wants to differentiate between Nisaval Yidei Nes Legamre, okay, we'll see what that means, as opposed to Nisasev Shemin Zayis Tivi. So now let's maybe fast forward to the Kli Chemda, and we'll get more of a picture here from the Kli Chemda. Again, you have to look further at the issue in Malachim Beis, Nemaisa Elisha with the Ness of Ribu Shemen, and the Tosefta says that there's a patur of Maser. Now, this is a little bit interesting because the Gemara Metzia Daf Mem Beis seems to assume that there was a regular daily miracle in the Goren that when a person put or stored his grains in this granary, there was a certain volume, and then when he started the process of measuring out how much grain he had in this granary, he would recite a bracha, Baruch HaShalech, bracha b'kriya zeh, and then he would measure it, and sure enough, there was more there than what he put in. And the Gemara goes back and forth whether we should apply the principle of Ein Abrocha Mitzuya Ela B'Dovar Asovim Min Ayin, and therefore cannot be that he already measured it and now he finds a larger measure. He never measured it with Asovim Min Ayin, that whole discussion. But the Mefarshim want to know, how is it that he's Chayav in Hafrashas Trumas and Maestris in the Goren when there was a Brochen Hashem and Israba Elov? And we have a halacha in Trumas Maestris that can't be mafrish from the patur. That which is potter can't be used to patur of that which is chayev. And here there's a taroves of grains that are chayev in Trumas Maestris with grains that were added through a miracle and they're not chayev in Trumas Maestris. And therefore becomes a hafrash of patur alachiyuv. And that's not a valid afrasha. So if you take a look in the Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud, there in Bava Metzia Mem Beis, he quotes the Radak in Sefer Melachim in the story of Elisha, that there was a miracle and there was a ribuy of Shemen, and the Tosefta assumes that there's no chiyuv of Truvas and Maestris, he says, Hare Shenisraba, Shemin Shenisraba, Mivirchas Hashem Shechala, Al Asuch Hashemin, Shibiyad Yish, and all of Chiv Truvas and Maestris. So how could it be that the Gemara Bava Metzia says that on a daily basis, on a regular basis, there was a miracle in the granary, and he found more, you know, large volume of grain when he took it out than when he put it in? There was a miracle here, and that miraculous Trumas of Maestris, that grain that came in miraculously, would be part of Trumas of Maestris. How can you be mafresh now? Maybe you'll be mafresh min aptur al achiyuv, and we see that you sowed in the Radak in Sefer Melachim, based on the Tosefta that Enoch Inami, the Shunamis would be potter from the mitzvah of Hafresh Shumas and Maisa, because the Shemen, or in that case the grain, was Minanes. And the answer is that Oso Asukha Shemen Shahayala Mikvar Mu'usar Hoya Mi Kehel Chaso. That what we're looking at here in the case of this miracle at Elisha's time was shemen that was already potter for Trumas and Maestras. And therefore the shemen shenisraba, like Yotzim and Adavar, is also potter min Maestras. Masha Enkin, in the case of a Goren, which is not Me'usar, Masha Nisraba, Umisraba Me'elov, Hareyu, Tevel, Kamo, Veshapir, Havi, Min Achiv, Al Achiv. As you're asking, Why is the case of the miracle of Elisha, why is that Chayav and Trumas and Maestris? After all, the Tosefta says that since it is Shemen Shel Nes, therefore it's not Chayav, Trumas and Maestris, why then in Meiser, I'm talking about the granary now, why don't we apply the same rule, the same principle, that we'll call it Chita Shel Nes, and therefore it's not Chayav and Meiser? And the answer is that there, in the case of Elisha, the Pach HaShemen was made up of Shemen that was already mafreshed. In other words, the Trumas of Meiser were already removed, and any Tosefa Shemen would have the same din as the Shemen itself, and therefore it's part of Masha Enkein. In the case of the Goren, he hasn't yet removed the Trumas of Maestris. This is way before Gemar Melacha, Vos Pnei Abayis, etc., etc. And therefore it's Tevel Mamish. Any increase in the Chita would have the same status as the Chita itself, and therefore would have the status of Tevel, and it would not be Potem in a Maeser. But it comes out, according to this Mahalach, that Reb Chaim's point is really questionable, because if the ribui through the Nes of the Pach HaShemen was a ribui of the Pach itself, to the same extent the Pach itself is called Shemen Zayis and it's kosher, so too the ribui would be kosher. And then Reb Chaim's whole question of how could they have used the Shemen Shel Nes for the mitzvah of Hadlok is not really a question, because it has the same status as the original. You know, you have the mother, the father, we'll call it the Av, and then you have the Tolda. And the Tolda has the same status as the Av. In the case of Elisha, there the Av was Potem in a Meiser, and therefore the Tolda is Potem in a Meiser. In the case of the granary in Bav Metzia Membeis, there the grains were Chayav in Meiser, they were Tevel, and therefore the Tosefes min Anes is also Chayav like the original. And then we could say the same thing applies in the case of Shemen, that we can, in the case of the Pach Shemen on Chanukah, we can assume that since the miracle was produced, it's Chal on the original Shemen, which is a Zayis, then all the Toldos here, the byproduct, the miraculous Shemen that was produced by the original Shemen in the Pach, is also likewise Shemen Zayis, has the same identical status. Again, this is all a bit confusing, because we were establishing until now that you need Shemen Zayis and not Shemen Shel Nes. So even if the original Shemen was kosher, The Shemen Shel Nes is not Shemen Zayas. And that's indeed why one could argue why the in the case of Elisha there was a patur of Trumas and Maestras, and that's why Rav Chaim insists that the Shemen Shel Nes for the 7 days would not be kosher fadlaka. And we've already answered why in the case of the Nesiim, that Shemen that was brought from Gan Eden was kosher for the mitzvah of Shemen Lamor, Fadlaka Saner, and that we introduced the Medrash about the Ali Zayis B'Pi Ayona to prove that in Gan Eden there are Atzei Zayis that grow. So if we come back to the Mikrei Kodesh that we started with before, he says that there's something here in the Kli Chemda. Again, rather than read it from the Mikrei Kodesh, let's go back to the Kli Chemda itself in Parshas Vayakel. He writes, "Dibenes Chanukah Haisa Brocha." V'imkein also shemin zayis nisvasef v'nasa harbe al kol ponim kevon deba mikoach shemin zayis hamut or hamaat. In other words, whatever little or limited volume of shemin zayis they had to begin with from the pach b'chos moshel kohen gadol hakol ayah shemin zayis v'kosh l'chanek imkein sodku divrei Hataz that al kamen al kochachai sabrocha v'shuv lochal al kli rikon u'muchrach the gamalayla rishon hayanes ach beguf divrei maron de pshitale de mashehu brocha havi miosa min v'dino kishemin zay sheshayin lechor mitosefta huva bepirish radak zal b'malach v'maisa delisha. Again, I'm reading it fast, but we'll try to explain it and summarize it. But he says that it would seem from the Maisa of Elisha that Shemen Shel Nes is in fact potur from Truvus and Maisa. Doesn't have the same status as the original Shemen. Mevur me'atosefta kemi dehoyimin ha'nes is potur mi'maser. Al kein kevan delav Shemen Zayasu. And came in vur lehepach tafilu mashe ba al yidei bracha eino kimin tzomeach lischayev b'mase. So from the Radak quoting a Tosefta, it seems that Shemen Shel Nes, even though it comes from the bracha that's chal on the Shemen that she already had, is nevertheless potter from Trumas and Maisris because it's Shemen Shel Nes. Alternatively, we have the pshat from the Otzim Mefarshat Talmud that the reason why, according to the Tosefta, that Shemen was potter in Trumas Maisa is because the original Shemen was potter and the derivative Shemen has the same status as the original, not because the derivative is called Nes and not Shemen Zayas. And that's what he writes here, Omnom li'achar ha'iyu nirulini estaiti shedivrei maron zatzal brurim Vinakdim de lechor kosha kusha gdol al tosefta svir de mashai bekoch brocha potu na masar mevur bimisef de tainis tonra bonon. That's what we saw about Metzi. It's also Gemara in Tainis. Hanichnas loman is grono omer yiratzon lufnei nilfnecha Hashem elkeinu shtishach brocha masi adenu. And then hiskel lamud omer baruch hasholeach brocha Bekriya zev paska Rambam v'perik yud milchus brachas halachav beis ha'in kesev mishnah shem b'shem Ramban zal shavtochi shavtiach hakadosh baruch hu l'misha bol ha'afres shumus and maisus etc. Al kol panim l'kuli al machal bracha batfua v'imkein eich yuchal ha'afres shachkat shumus and maisus men ikemet shem uru bogam min haptur is havi le'afrosha min haptur al achiyuv. And that's the kasha that we raised earlier in the Arts and Farshat Talmud is here in the Kli Chemda in Parshas Vayakel, and Lachein Nir Ikidire Marana Gon Bracha Dino Kashem and Shem Zbarach Mimenu Vulagamri Ki Osa Min. So it has all the same identical status as the original. So the derivative equals the original. Can be Uvda Elisha, that Sheva was Kfar Ma'usa, was Potter Min HaTruma, and therefore the Shevin Shin Isvasef is also likewise Potter Min HaTruma, and that's the Tosefta. Masha Enkin over there in the Gemara, in Tainis and in Bav Metzia, there the Bracha was Chal on Tevel, before the Hafrash was Trumas and Maestras. Mashenke b'tvur shlo isra od, he hasn't yet been ma'aserit v'tevel as mashem b'varak amken kamosa v'avalei tevel kamosa. In came v'vur b'zed d'mashem b'al yedei brocha gamken havi mipri ha'adama v'chai b'tshumas and ma'aseris v'mkeinu adilin shevin zayis havi shevin zayis v'ayin heiti v'zek yudavar nifla l'anius daiti. So his conclusion is that the additional shemen, which is derived from the original shemen, that itself has the status of kosher l'shemen zayis. And, you know, this doesn't preclude the possibility of answering the Beis Yosef's kash. It could be that the derivative itself, that's something that happened miraculously on the first night itself, that the Shemen Zayas of the first night was able to produce, so to speak, through a bracha miraculously, other Shemen Zayas, additional volume that would last for the balance of the 8 days. And that is the miracle that we have to commemorate even on the first night. But again, all this is to answer the question of Shemen Shel Nes. But you might have argued that, well, let the... Yeah, then again, so is this like Reb Chaim or not like Reb Chaim? If we're saying now that Shemen Shel Bracha B'Tosefes, Shemen Shel Bracha B'Tosefes has the same status as the original, the derivative is the same as the original, then if that be the case, then we don't have a problem with Shemen Shel Nes on the rest of the days. There might be another, in other words, Reb Chaim's issue, again, according to this tradition, right, the Brisker Rav is going to deny that Reb Chaim ever said it, but if you do for the time being, let's accept this tradition that we saw in the Mo'adim Ba'alachav Rav Zevin, and we saw it in the Mikroi Kodesh of Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank. If that tradition is correct, then the answer to the Beis Yosef's question is that in order for the Shemen Shel Nes to be kosher, it would have to be a derivative as a Tosefes Bracha from the original Shemen, and that would mean that there was a miracle already on the first night with the Shemen Zayis that would last longer. The tradition, the name of Reb Chaim, that this extra Shemen that came from Miracle Land is not Shemen Zayis. That tradition is not necessarily so. If you accept the Shtikl Torah, the Kli Chemda, then the Nes has the same status as the original. If the original was part to be Master, then the Nes is going to be part to be Master. The original is Chaim and Master. And the same thing applies to Shemen Zayis. And let's go back to the Mikroi Kodesh. It says, Lefi advarim tzorch lomar, or tzorch lahavin, I'm not sure what Tzadi Lamin is, mimasha kosu bazeh haklichem neparshas vayakel, lechalik be'inyin zeh bein eshaval yedei nisim legamrei, lebein eshasim mishem in zayis tivi sha'oz din ha-tosefes kedin ha'ikr, the derivative have the same status as the original. Lachem benina didal fi beis Yosef v'ataz shahoyes shemen zayis v'nisvasev dina tosefes kedina ikar shekoshel menorah. Oh yeah, but again, what we're saying is that we can still answer the beis Yosef's question because you needed the bracha on the original shemen zayis to generate the Shemen Shel Nes, and in doing so, it would maintain, you know, through this Tosefis process, it would maintain, the new Shemen would retain or reflect the same status as the original, and that would solve Reb Chaim's problem, how is it Shemen Zayis? And at the same time, we understand the answer to the Beis Yosef's question, because some of the original Shemen Zayis, the natural Shemen Zayis, was still there. It's not exactly the same as Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim is saying that if indeed the volume of Shemen that comes through the miracle is coming min hanes, then it's not Shemen Zayis. He's not saying the Shtikl Torah that no, the Din HaTosefes can Din HaIkar, that if it came through a bracha, it has the same status as the original. That Reb Chaim is not saying. And he writes, Koshal Zemi Dibri HaRadak Shosu Shemen HaNes Shalisha Potem in Amai Shom Nisasef Mishemen Zayis. And the answer is, in the case of Elisha, the original Shemen was already Potem in Amaser. If you could say it that way. Now he says the following: Nira de bracha din Hashemin shesparchu menu legamri ki oso amin v'lachein biuvde de Elisha shoso Shemin hayakvar haya la kvar haya meusar. So the Shemin that she had was in the jug was already meusar, and that Shemin is nisvasef, and therefore it has the same din of Shemen Meusar. Alze Omer La Elisha the Tzarech La Lasure came into Bami Koach Nisa the Lo Tzarech. I'm sorry, Lasure came about the Koach Nisa. Hainu came in Shabbal Yedei Nesnes Baruch Hashemen Amuot V'Nasa Meruba, and since the Shemen Hamuot was already Meusar Kilchasa, therefore the Shemen Shenis Vasif is likewise maintains the same status, and it's Meusar Velochal Olav Chavos Meiser. In the case of Tfuah, it was still Tevel, and therefore the Tosefes has the same din, and therefore it's Chayev in Trumas of Meisers. In Kamev Vurm, he says the Masha Bali De Bracha Havi Mipri Hadoma V'Chayev in Trumas of Meisers Hu Adinli in Shemin Zayis or Shemin Zayis. The Shemen Zayis itself was produced, as we said before, the Nes was produced from the Shemen Zayis, has the same status as the Shemen Zayis. Now, is this tradition that attributes the Shtikl Torah to Reb Chaim true or not true? So in Asufas, Reb Chaim, he had already quoted, if you remember, the Briskerov who denied it, that Tirut Zeh Kosha Mitargum Yonasim Ben Uziel, that the Nesiim brought from Shemen Zayis, that we've already answered, because the Nesiim brought Shemen Zayis from Gan Eden, it means that in Gan Eden there was Shemen Zayis Tivi. He says the following, that he once met an older person, this is Rabbi Nachum, a Rebbe in Yeshivas Tifrach, who met an older person who was a Zaki Muflug Bimalon Hamerkauki. He meets him in the Central Hotel and tells him that when he was a Nar before his Bar Mitzvah, he met Reb Chaim and he asked him about this Shmua, and Reb Chaim says, Ich bin das Kein Mal nit gefragt. I never even asked the question of the Beis Yosef, certainly didn't answer it. And in order to understand why Reb Chaim would have denied that he ever said such a thing, Reb David Soloveitchik quotes his father, the Brisker Rav, as saying that in Menachas Samach Tes, it's clear from the sugi that chitin sheyardu ba'oven, it means chitin that were created miraculously, ksherim leMenachos, you can bring them as a korban mincha. So it means that the status of chitin doesn't change. It's not altered by the fact that it came miraculously. And the same should apply to Shemen Zayis. I think Gemara had a suffix. Gemara's suffix was only with regard to shtei alechem, when there's an additional condition, mimoshvo seichem, that the eretz, the karka of eretz has to engender a certain level of kedusha and dimension that makes it that qualifies it for shtei alechem. And you see that clearly Ness does generate a shame chitin, and it's kashal menachos. The only problem is that in shtei alechem there's another condition. It's got to be mimoshvo seichem. And therefore, we apply this logic that chitim that were created miraculously have the status of chitim for all the dinim. Then we should say the same thing about Shem and Zayas, that Ness itself could generate Shem and Zayas mamish, and it could be considered Shem and Zayas. Again, this is all based on the Gemara Menachos on Daf Samach Tesam and Beis. Boy Rab Zera chitim sheyard to be off in Ma'u. And the Gemara says, "L'menachas amai lo, no problem." And Rabbeinu Tam again interprets. You'll see in Tosdim Maskel Chitin that Nirali shal yidei Ness yardu ba'avim. And if it's al yidei Ness, the Gemara says, "No question, it's kosher for menachas." So it has the din of chita. Ella what? The question was with regard to shtei alechem, which says Moshev Seichem Amar Rachmana. Does Moshev Seichem mean it can't come from Chutzlitz in the negative sense? Or no, Moshev Seichem means it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And these Chitim did not come from Eretz Yisrael insofar as they were Chitim Shel Ness. And then he goes on to quote the famous Rabbi Soloveitchik of Switzerland, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland, who passed away a few years ago, who asked the following question. He says that the Gemara in Horios on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, v'chines echa nasa b'shemen ha-mishcha. The Gemara speaks about the Shemen ha-mishcha. We haven't been discussing Shemen ha-mishcha, but in Shemen ha-mishcha there was a great miracle and many miracles, and kulam kaim l'asid lovan. In the asid lovan there'll be these miracles again. So it means that we're talking about a nes which generates the Shemen L'mishcha, and yet the Shemen HaMishcha is kosher. Now, Shemen HaMishcha requires Shemen Zayas. Where is the Shemen Zayas over here? And we're gonna come to the conclusion that even Shemen Shel Ness has the din of Shemen Zayas, just like we saw in the Gemara in Menachos, that even Chitin Shel Ness have the status of Chitin. And therefore, you know, Reb Chaim maybe never would have even asked the question about Shemen Shel Ness. Now, what we would like to do at this point is to perhaps swing back to the discussion in Parshas Vayeshev that we began with and see if we can tie this up together into one neat package. And again, I just want to summarize that although it could be that Reb Chaim was never bothered by this question, and Shemen Shel Ness has the status of Shemen Zayas, and the whole sugya in Menachos is Shtei Alechem with the exception to rule because you need Moshvo Seichem. You have to have a unique of Eretz Yisrael. It could be that the Ness that brings Chitin down from Shemayim doesn't engender the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, which is a condition in Shtei Alechem of Mimoshvo Seichem. However, it does seem to be that based on that Radak and the whole parsha of Shemen for at the time of Elisha, that Shemen Shel Ness does not have the status of Trumas of Maestris, to be Mechayev Trumas of Maestris, and that would seem to be a contradiction to what we saw by Chitin Shel Ness, which is kosher Limenachos. But be that as it may, it could very well be that the Ptur of Maser is based on a different halacha, namely that the status of Ness depends upon the original. The derivative has the identical status as the original, and she had brought him to Elisha the Shemen that was already Ma'usar, and therefore any Shemen that's generated by that Shemen is also likewise Potter because it's like the Av, the Tolda is like the Av. And in the case in the Gemara where Hashem brought about his Bracha and it was the Tosefis, that's not called Potter in the Trumas of Maestris because That Tosefos is an expansion of the original, which was Tevel. In the case of Shemen, for the Shemen Shemen Lehechol, you could argue that the miracle of Chanukah would generate a status of Shemen Zayis that's kosher lemitzvah because of the original Shemen Zayis that was certainly Shemen Zayis, and the derivative has the same status as the original. In the case of the Nesiim in Parshas Vayakel, where there was a miraculous situation of the Shemen, there one could argue, as we saw the Mikrei Kodesh, that the Shemen came from Gan Eden, and there, in fact, as we saw in the case of the Yonah, there is for sure Shemen. There is for sure Eitz Zayis in Gan Eden, and that's natural. That's natural Shemen Zayis. Now we want to take a look at the Malbim in Parshas Vayera, where it says Al Bokar.
Well, I know for a fact.
Malbim is commenting on the pasuk Al Bokar Rots Avram. Vayemayer lasos oso, and a statement in Chazal that would answer the famous question: how could the malachim have eaten both basar and cholov? Of course, it says cholov and bakar. Chazal say that this bakar was created by Avram Avinu through the Sefer Yitzira, and the din, the status of bakar that's created by the Sefer Yitzira, is not basar as far as basar b'cholov is concerned. And this is the Malbim's take on how the Malachim were able to eat both Chema, Cholav, and Bokar. Yan sha'aso al yidei Sefer Yitzir yicholim lochlum cholav. And the Shalom HaKadosh, back in his day on Parshas Vayeshev, says, Shamati shenimtza b'kovetz yoshana inyan hazeh, shoy Avram avinu asa Sefer Yitzir mesoro liyitzchak yitzchak liyakul liyakul mesorom lebonav asher heim hayosem yuchasim. The Sefer Yitzir was a secret book which granted man the ability, probably through Tzirufei Shemus, to create things, and that was passed on in a very clandestine, secret way through a tradition of Ein Mosin Sisrei Torah Be'el Litznuin Miuchasim Yisobachol Dar V'dar, and therefore Masru L'bnei HaGvir V'lo B'nei HaShvachos. So let's say the children, for example, of Leah, they received this tradition, but not the B'nei HaShvachos of Bilah and Zilpah. V'hinei matzina b'gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us, D'barag latiflu chalev Shabbos yidei esik sefer yitzir of Shemus. And he says that such a creature, an egla tilsa that was created for Shabbos miraculously through the sefer yitzir, does not have the status of basar as far as requiring shechita. And that's what the Shvatim were able to do. They created animals, the Sefer Yitzira, Yosef lo Yada. He was unaware of the fact that these were not born to an Ave'im. He thought that they were eating Avram and Achai without Shechita, but they, the Banim, were doing exactly what it was Al Pidin. And this is going to be the Shalah's presentation to reconcile the fact that on the one hand Yosef is suspecting them of Avraham Achai, and on the other hand they are tzaddikim, they weren't in violation of Avraham Achai. The Odis of the Gemara Rava, the Gemara tells us in that same Sugya in Sanhedrin, Bara Gavra, he created a human being or something similar to human being, Shadrei Legabi the Rebbe Zera, and Rashi says, how did Rava create a human being? Al Yidei Shemos B'Sefer Yitzira. And these Shemos were used to create a Zohar in the case of Rava, but Yeshen Nivra Nekeva, you could also create a female. The Efshar, it's possible, says the Shalah, a pretty revolutionary suggestion. Now again, if I were the one to say this, you would throw me out. But this is the Shalach HaKadosh, 2.5 centuries ago, telling us that the Shvatim created animals through Sefer Yetzirah, which they ate without Shechita. They created a female, V'ahayu metilin ima. I'm not sure what he means by metilim ima. In other words, they were maintaining some sort of close company with these nekevos, or this nekeva. And Yosef lo yodem is a samshi nekeva miisha miyaveim. Yosef thought, his impression was, that's a woman. Why are they keeping company with this woman? And then when the Bnei Hashvachos also wanted to get involved in this whole Tzerufe Sodos to create beings, and it wasn't that they were trying to insult the Bnei Hashvachos, but they had a kavanah l'shem shemaim lo nimtzel yonim el yuchas shidar azeh. That was the halacha that required that this use, the access to the Sefer Yetzirah would be confined, and it couldn't become all of Klal Yisrael's possession. Yosef lo yonim, he said, he thought that they were being mezalzel in the covenant of Achayim of the Bnei Hashvachos. And then he went to tell his father. So what you see here is that on the one hand, the Shvatim were tzaddikim, they were justified in everything they did, and Yosef was a tzaddik yisod olam. He was a tzaddik called Drachov, and he only told his father Shem Shamayim in order that Yaakov would look into this and see if he had to castigate the brothers. But I'll call those Kro Akosav maybe Dibara. It's not that as we saw in the Shalom, it's not that they were Megala Dibara, but rather they, or motzi dibara, but rather they were mevi dibara, and hoylo lidrosh, perhaps the one deficiency, if you will, the one element of sin here in Yosef's behavior is hoylo lidrosh v'lakar v'lishal piashvatim. He should have been more, you know, Dan Lekavskuzi should have asked the shvatim, how, my high, what are they doing? And the onesh of a mevi dibara is not the same as the onus of someone who had kavana shelo l'shem shamayim. Rak lahachis bar minon kamagonel ra'aso. Yosef was punished severely because he was a mevi dibara and his kavana was l'shem shamayim. Imagine the case of someone who comes lahachis. How much more so, and how much more severe will his lashon hara be? And in the Shmiras HaLashon of the Chofetz Chaim, he says, also, Mashahaya Chashud, Mashahomer, Shachashudim al Arayis Tos, Hoysi made a mistake, Shal Yidei Sefer Yitzira Bo, Baru Golem, Kitmunas Isha. So we're not only, you know, embracing this idea in the Shalom, but even the Chofetz Chaim, who lived not that long ago, Rabosai, my father knew him, my father saw him. And this is very interesting. So getting back to Parashas Vayeshev for a moment, we're talking about something that was created miraculously through the use of Sefer Yetzirah and doesn't have the status of the original. And the answer is it does not. There's no din of Basar, as far as the Eastern Basar B'chalav, with regard to Bokar that was created through Sefer Yetzirah. There's no din of Arayas with regard to a female that was created through Sefer Yetzirah. For that matter, a male that was created through Sefer Yetzirah would not, there would be no Isser Etzicha. And this could be the underlying understanding of why, you know, the miracle of Hanukkah had to be in such a way that the Pach HaShemen would not be exhausted, because otherwise if that Pach itself would be exhausted, you'd be left with nothing that you could call Shemen Zayis. It would also all be Shemen Anes. And although Reb Chaim denied ever saying what he said, if you take a look in that sefer that we mentioned earlier, the Asufas, Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi tells the story about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who is discussing the Shita of Brisk, and B'toch HaDvarim, he was discussing this particular dimension of Rav Chaim's chidush, and Rav Yaakov mentioned that he had a friend, Rav Mendel Shuk, who once was traveling by train with Rav Chaim in the year Tafresh Ayin Zion. Mendel comes over to Rav Chaim and he says that we heard in your name that you answered the kasha of the Beis Yosef as to why we celebrate a full 8 days of Hanukkah when there was enough shemen on the first to light through the first night. And the answer is that they needed that shemen would last for 8 days, so it wouldn't be shemen shel nes, but rather be shemen zayis. And therefore, the rate at which the shemen put into the ner on the first night would be consumed would be a very slow consumption process, so that it would last for full 8 days. And at that point, Reb Chaim responded that, again, this is the quote, "It's a good answer, but I never said it." And when Rav Mendel came back to his hometown in Slobodka, and there Rav Baruch Ber, the Talmud of Rav Chaim, was the Rosh Hashiva in Slobodka, in Knesset Beis Yitzchak, he immediately heard a rumor that Rav Menachem Shuk had spent some time with Rav Chaim on the train. He called him in, he summoned him, and he said, "Okay, what can you tell me about my Rebbe Rav Chaim?" And he told him the whole story. And Rav Chaim's response, to the Shtickel Torah, that it wasn't he who said it. So Rav Baruch Ber responded, I'm going to read it to you in the Hebrew, which is a translation of the Yiddish. Echi tachein sharebi omar shlo omar tiritzeh le'anivi atzmi shamati tiritzeh himen. So Rav Baruch Ber says, I myself heard this answer from Rav Chaim. So how can he say he deny that he heard it? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in order to faren for the stira, he says that probably Rav Mendel didn't say it exactly word for word with the language that Rav Chaim said it, and therefore Rav Chaim denied that he ever said it. So the bottom line is, we complete the shiur for today and wish everyone a great Shabbos, Parshas Vayeshev, is that we do have reason to believe, based on Rav Baruch Ber, that Rav Chaim did say this teretz, despite the fact that the family denies it. We do have a kasha from Chitin being kosher from Menachos, and only a psul of in one side of the Gemara Safek for Shtei Alechem because of the requirement to Bekol Moshe Vosechem. That remains an outstanding question. We'll have to think hard and long about that question. But we see that in the Shalah, the assumption is that anything created miraculously, like Basar, is not Basar al Pidin. And a woman created miraculously is not in a cave as far as Arias is concerned. And that would support the tradition of Reb Chaim, that Shemen Shel Nes is not Shemen. And even if you'll say the derivative principle, that maybe it has the status of Shemen because it's derived from Shemen Zayis, that still justifies Reb Chaim's approach that you have to farenfa, how is it that the shemen that lasted for 8 days is kosher? And it would mean that there was a miracle that took place on the first night in which the shemen wasn't burnt up for that period of time. So our bottom position is that yes, Reb Chaim did say this chiddush. It's a very unique and original chiddush. Reb Zevin is right. The Radak in Melachim is also along this line, that basically the Tosefta would patter up the Shemen that was created miraculously by Elisha because it doesn't have the status of Teva, Le'inyan, Trumas, and Maestris. Or we can alternatively say that maybe the Ptur is based on this derivative halacha, and the original shemen from which the Nes was Chal was also already patter because it was Me'usar. And I want to take this opportunity to say that we hope and pray that the miracles that we are seeing in our time should continue, Mirtz Hashem, by Yom Mahem, Bazman Hazeh, Kein Yiratzon, for the Yeshua and the Purkan, the Hatzolah and the Geula, B'mheirav Yameinu, Mamish, Amen.